Hello, welcome back to the Village Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. Derek Gould, after indulging an hour of my Cardinals questions, has kindly stuck around with me to do some trivia. Hello, Derek.
Hello. I got to be honest. I'm nervous here.
Everybody's always nervous. Everyone's always nervous. Relax. You're in good hands here. Okay. So the way this works, there are 200 not questions. Don't worry. 200 points on the board.
Oh boy.
Yeah. 200 points on the board. There are four different categories. There are current events toss ups. There's a topical question. There are team nicknames, and then there's a game called Outbursts, which is a game you may have played when you were younger, where there's a category. I give you an overarching category, like I say, give me New Testament books. And you have 1 minute to chout off as many of them as you can.
We had a game like that called Stage 2.
Yes, exactly. It's a very fun game, but we'll do that one at the end. We start out with current event toss-ups. There are 10 toss-up questions worth 5 points apiece.
Okay.
And most of them, I write these questions for the guests, so these obviously will have a Cardinals bent, but not all of them, particularly in the current events question.
Okay, so this is like, wait, don't tell me. Will Leach.
Exactly. And the goal, for the record, the number you want to beat within house, Bernie Miklas has done this before. 131 was Bernie's number.
So you're shooting
for 131. The all-time record is Frank Schwab of Yahoo with 179, then Chuck Culpepper, 167, then Jeff Passan and Matt Norlander at 161. So those are big numbers. All you want to do is not finish last, and you won't, so don't worry. All right, here we go. And there's also a bell for ones you get correct.
That's great.
I know, sound effects. All right, here we go. Question number one. The final four is set. Hey, who won the national championship last year?
Oh, great question. In basketball?
Yes, in men's basketball. Who won the national championship last year?
In men's basketball, Kentucky?
That's incorrect. Connecticut.
Okay. Connecticut, UConn, of course. Connecticut. Of course.
Question number two. All right, now that I have you on that one, who are the four teams in the final four?
I don't know because I've been working all day, so I didn't see the games today.
Okay, well, can you give me the two that won yesterday?
Sure. Kentucky and Wisconsin.
I'm giving you a half a point for that.
Okay, I also know that Michigan State won.
Okay.
But I don't know the other one.
Okay, well, it was Duke, so I'm giving you a half a point because you worked too hard. All right, question number three. What man who formerly won a National Player of the Year award for the St. John's College men's college basketball team and is an NBA Hall of Famer was just hired to be their coach, replacing Steve Lavin? That's correct for 5 points. That's 7.5. There we go. Okay. Question number four. Coach K tied what coach with his 12th Final Four?
Ooh, 12th Final Four. Is that Dean Smith?
That's incorrect. John Wooden.
Interesting. John okay. Wooden. I know Dean Smith only won 2 championships.
Yeah.
Does that get me half a point?
That does not, I'm afraid. But that is a good factoid. All right. Question number five. What Super Bowl winning quarterback hit a home run in batting practice during Rangers spring training on Saturday?
Russell Wilson.
Correct for 5 points. Question number six. What player has led all of baseball in home runs this spring training?
Chris Bryant.
Correct for 5 points. Question number seven. What position player led the Cardinals in Fangraphs WAR in 2014?
Johnny Peralta.
Correct for 5 points. Question number eight. There is only one current Cardinal on the team's top 20 all-time in baseball reference WAR list. Who is it?
Adam Wainwright.
Correct for 5 points. Question number nine. Of the top 5 all-time Cardinals in baseball reference WAR, name 4.
All right. Stan Musial, Roger Hornsby, Bob Gibson, and I got to name 4.
You have 3. Those 3 are all correct.
Yeah. And hold on a second here. So Stan Musial, Roger Hornsby,
yes,
and Albert Pujols.
That is correct for 5 points. The fifth. Do you know the fifth? Do you have a guess?
Is it Johnny Mize?
It is Ozzie Smith, actually. So they're obviously counting defense counts there. So that's correct.
I think Johnny Mize is if you average it out because he had such a compact.
Oh, okay. Okay. If it's like a Jaffe peak.
Yeah. I get those confused, but okay.
Question number 10. Only one team in baseball averaged more fans per game in attendance than the Cardinals last year. Who was it?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
That is correct for 5 points. 37.5 points. You are well on your way, Mr. Gould. Well done.
Very good. Yay. Very well done.
Now we go to topical. I give an overarching question, and then each of these worth 5 points. Like if I said, for example, name me the manager of the following major league teams, then
okay,
give you 10 teams, each is worth 5 points. So the overarching category is, I'm going to name a year in Cardinals history that they made the National League Championship Series.
Okay.
You tell me the team they played.
Oh, I'm losing this one.
You tell me the team they played.
All right.
Question number one, 2014.
The team they played in the 2014 NLCS?
Yes.
San Francisco Giants.
That's correct. Question number two, question number two, 2006.
2006 NLCS would be that marvelous series against the New York Mets.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three, 2012.
2012 NLCS would be the San Francisco Giants again, and they lost in the rain.
That's correct for 5 points. Oh, I remember that. It was like 11 to nothing. It was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Question number four, 1982.
1982. Oh man, this is gonna kill me. The Dodgers.
That's incorrect. The Atlanta Braves.
I got those 80s flipped. Okay.
Question number five.
Can I call a friend?
You
I
will cannot. Call Humble. You can. Yeah. Listen, we've had enough trouble getting Skype connected now. You
know, okay.
All right. Question number five. 2004.
The 2004 NLCS.
Yes.
That was that was also an excellent series. That was against the Houston Astros.
That's correct for 5 points. I was talking to Allison Footer, my colleague, someone over at MLB, and she's of course covered the Astros for years and years. We both agree that is the great championship series that no one remembers. She wrote a great oral history on it, and because that's the one no one remembers, because not only was it opposite Yankees Red Sox, it was also at a time where there wasn't like TBS and Fox. The game was on like FX, which like that was even before Louie and Justified, so like no one even knew FX. So I remember, so anyway, okay, question number six, 1996.
1996. I'm gonna get 96. That was the Braves.
Correct for 5 points.
Yeah.
Question number seven. 2013.
2013.
Yes.
The Dodgers.
Correct for 5 points. Question number eight. 1985.
1985 would be. Now I believe. This is where I got it screwed up. This is the. So I get all the 80s flipped up. The Braves was the last time, correct?
1982 was the Braves.
Okay, so it's the Dodgers this time. This is the Dodgers.
Correct for 5 points. And question number nine, 2000.
2000. That was the San Francisco Giants.
That's incorrect. It's the New York Mets.
New York Mets, that's right. Mets. And you know what? I knew that. It was 0-2 when the Giants played. You know what? I'm thinking about this wrong. I should have thought about who was the NL rep in the World Series. I had it backwards. Yeah. I should have reverse engineered your question, Phil.
Listen, everyone's
got the Yankees played the Mets that year. That was the Robin Ventura Mets.
Mm-hmm. That was my first year in New York City, and I got a Subway Series.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
And
Outsmarted me with those because I was thinking only from forward thought. I should have reversed engineered it.
That's right. We got one more on this. Number 10 is 1987.
1987. All right. So we're going to go and look. Okay. 87, they played in the World Series that year, so I can't reverse engineer it that way. It was the team that they beat. I know this. This is the Giants.
That's correct. Right. One flap down.
Yep.
All right. So well done. You got 40. You're in no danger of finishing last all time. And frankly,
don't you have like a 50-50 shot if you just say
Giants?
Giants.
Giants. Yes. Giants, Mets, Dodgers, Braves.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna live with that. I'm not gonna sleep tonight with that Mets one.
It's okay. Listen, I that series made me not sleep for like a long time. That was the Ankiel series. I can't even talk about it.
Oh yeah.
All right. So now we go to team nicknames. There are five questions.
Okay.
What I will do is I'll give you the name of the team And like if I said, for example, the St. Louis baseball team. Now, for 10 points, you could say the Cardinals if you knew. If you did not know, and you don't, if you guess, you do not get the hint. So okay. If you don't know, say I need a hint, then I will give you the name of the stadium or arena they play in and the name of their mascot. And then if you do, and then it's worth 5 points.
Okay. All right. Is this all pro or are we?
These are some pro, college, some basketball, some football, all across this great spectrum of sports we have.
I'm going to do terrible.
All right. Question number one, the state college short season Class A minor league baseball team.
For the Cardinals?
That may be a Cardinals affiliate. I don't know, but it is. But that doesn't matter. Oh, okay. All that matters is I'm asking the state
college. What's the Spikes?
That's correct for 10 points.
Yeah, they had other names, but yes, Spikes, yes.
They're now that's correct. They play at Medler Field at Lobrano Park, and their mascot's name is Ike the Spike. Question number two, the Louisville AAA minor league baseball team.
They have a wonderful name called the Bats.
Correct, for 10 points. They play at Louisville Slugger Field, reasonably so, and their mascot is Buddy Bat.
Yeah. Question number three. It's a pun. Do you get it?
I get Louisville it. Bats. I get it. Question number three, the Southeast Missouri men's and women's college basketball team.
Oh, my gosh. Men's Southeast Missouri nickname. SEMO. All right, give me hints.
They play at the Show Me Center, and their mascot's name is Rowdy the Red Hawk.
Oh, well, that's their name.
So
the Red Hawks.
That's correct for 5 points. Yeah. Sometimes the mascot helps and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. But they used to have a different mascot though, right?
I think so, yeah. I think they may have actually if someone's from SEMO and has this and I'm wrong about this, I apologize. I believe they may have had a Native American name and may have changed from that. I believe, but I may not be okay. Right about that. All right, question number four. If I'm wrong about that, I apologize to SEMO people.
No, I don't know. They had a different name at some point. Yeah,
I may be wrong. If I've done that, I'm sorry. All right, question number four. The Amsterdam NFL Europe team.
Ooh. Oh, good one. Boy. Okay, can I go through? I got to go through the NFL Europe teams.
I would actually be delighted to hear you do that.
No, I'm doing it. Okay. It was the Admirals. Is that right?
Is that your answer?
Let me think. Okay. I'm stuck between Galaxy and Admirals. I don't know. I'll go with I think the Admirals.
Correct for 10 wow. points. Well, I think you were the first person ever. I always had an NFL Europe team on this. You're the first person to ever get it right. So well done. They played.
I got a kick out of their helmets.
Oh yeah, there were so many great ones. I was a Rhine Fire man myself.
I love that name too.
Yeah. So they played the Amsterdam Arena, and their mascot was Albert the Albatross.
Oh, that's a good one. I see that wouldn't have helped, but that's awesome.
And question number five: the Indiana WNBA team.
The Indiana WNBA team. Their arena is Conseco. Do they play at Conseco?
It's called Bankers Life Fieldhouse now.
But it's old Conseco, which was one of my favorite places to cover the NBA. Hold on a second. I got it. It's the Fever.
Good job. Well done, Derek. That's correct for 10 points.
That's one of those. That's one of those where you have to connect what, like the Wild. You know,
it's
not an S.
Yeah.
So if you can answer all the teams, that you just have to go through. Sorry.
That was very well done. Very well done. You are doing extremely well, sir. So you are at 85. Whatever 85 plus 37.5 is. That's where you are. And now we go in to Outburst. We put 1 minute on the clock. I give you an overarching category. You can shout out. You don't have to shout, but you can do whatever you'd like, whatever tone of voice or volume you'd like. Shout out the answers. There are no penalties for wrong answers.
So okay.
You don't get penalized if you get something wrong. Just say, and I'll tell you yes or no after each one. I'll be telling as we go along.
Okay, so wait. So yes. what are you shouting out now?
For example, if I said, the category is the first 10 books of the Bible. And okay. You would have 1 minute to say as many of them as you can. And if you said,
got it.
If you said okay. Genesis, I said yes. You'd say Revelations, and I would say no. And so
okay.
Okay. All right.
One please minute. Don't ask that question.
I won't. I've already given away some of them, so I won't.
Okay.
All right. Question number the first one. 1 minute on the clock. Longtime mm-hmm. listeners already know what this question will be. The 10 largest cities by population in the state of Missouri.
Oh, my God. You
The 10 largest cities by population in the state of Missouri.
Okay, St. Louis.
One minute on the clock. 1 minute on the clock. 1 minute on the clock, and go.
St. Louis?
Yes.
Kansas City?
Yes.
Columbia?
Yes.
Joplin?
No.
Ooh, not Joplin. Springfield?
Yes.
St. Charles?
Yes.
So we have to do cities here. Kirkwood?
No.
Blue Springs?
Yes.
St. Joe's?
Yes.
St. Joseph. Then you have Cape Girardeau?
No.
Is Sikeston wouldn't be?
No.
So bigger than Joplin. Okay, so we do this. Raytown?
No.
No, that's a high school, right? Then you have...
you have 10 seconds.
Hannibal?
No.
Jefferson City?
No, weirdly.
Really? King? Wow.
And time. You got 7. Very well done. So you got St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Springfield, St. Charles, Blue Springs, and St. Joseph's. You missed Independence.
Okay.
Lee's Summit.
Oh, Kansas City suburbs.
And O'Fallon.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that one. That's so O'Fallon's bigger than Joplin. That's amazing. That's cool. So, all right.
And as of course, as I always love to point out about Missouri, St. Louis has fewer people in the actual city limits than Kansas City does. Though obviously,
that's true. That's kind of what threw me is I'm like going through the jigsaw puzzle of St. Louis yeah. County. I'm like, what area is really dense with population?
Yeah, this always killed. I had Tommy Craggs on, and of course, he like me grew up in downstate Illinois. So yeah. He did Illinois, but it's all just like weird little Chicago suburbs.
Oh right, really yeah, fun. Yeah.
So
I might have done all right on that.
All right, so 1 minute on the clock. Now I'll warn you, the rest of them are Cardinals-related questions. So
okay.
There was a book called Things That Cardinals Fans Should Know. I hope you read that. Oh, wait, you actually wrote that book.
So yeah, let's see reprinted. Very exciting.
So well, congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
1 minute. Yeah, you're just getting all congratulations from me across the board.
Yeah, much appreciated.
1 minute on the clock. Give me the St. Louis Cardinals all-time, top 10 all-time home run leaders. In the history of the franchise, 1 minute on the clock, the 10 men who have hit the most home runs as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. Not the most they've had in their career and they played briefly for the Cardinals. We're talking as Cardinals, who has hit the most home runs, the 10 men. Got it?
Wow. Okay.
1 minute, yeah. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Albert Pujols.
Yes.
Stan Musial.
Yes.
Jim Edmonds.
Yes.
Ray Lankford.
Yes.
Let's see, Roger Hornsby?
Yes.
Is Johnny Mize?
Yes.
Then you have Mark McGuire?
Yes.
Jack Clark?
No.
Keith Hernandez?
No.
All right, I'm missing a whole... Ted Simmons?
Yes.
You got how eight. Many is that?
You've got 8.
I got 8.
Two more to go.
So Jim Bottomley?
You now have 9. That's correct. You need one more.
And Medwick.
Does in no.
So then you'd have Enos Slaughter.
No. You have 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Matt Holliday.
No.
I'm not going to get it.
And time. This will be one you'll kick yourself because you see his number every time you go to the ballpark. Ken
I'm sure.
Boyer.
Really? I'm not going to kick myself for that.
Okay, well, good. I don't want you to kick yourself.
That's yeah, good. No, I would have gone, you know, if you had said, I mean, at playoffs, I would have had him earlier. But, yeah. But well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Ken Boyer is my dad's favorite player.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't know that. I'm only around the team all the time, but
no, you got nine. You're doing fine. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I got Jim Bottomley.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're doing okay. All right, next one. 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
The last 10 Cardinals players. This is players. This is not managers. This is not coaching staff. The last 10 Cardinals players to have been named to an All-Star team. This is not. This is not an end of year All-Star team. This is a to have been named, selected, or played. The last 10 people to do it.
Okay. So last 10, including last year, obviously. Okay.
Yes.
So.
And for the record, if like, for example, if I made the All-Star game the last 5 seasons, I do not count 5 times. We're talking the last 10 human beings to have been selected. Understood?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Pat Neshek.
Yes.
Matt Carpenter.
Yes.
Adam Wainwright.
Yes.
Carlos Beltran.
Yes.
Alan Craig.
Yes.
Lance Lynn.
Yes.
Matt Holliday.
Yes.
Yadier Molina.
Yes.
Edward Mojica.
Yes.
Then you have Albert Pujols.
No.
No. Okay. So since Albert Pujols. Lance Berkman.
No.
Ooh, you sure?
According to my list, I'll go back and check if I have to. But there's 11 listed, so you actually have a little wiggle room.
Okay.
Two people played in the first year, and I gave you an extra 15 seconds for this conversation.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. Let's see. And how many do I have?
You have 9.
Oh, so one more guy. David, no, it's not David Eckstein. Johnny Peralta, no.
I'm already going to stop you because Berkman is listed on there.
Because he went to Arizona.
Berkman is listed on there. I'm going to stop you. So there are actually 12 because they all stopped at the same time. So you got 10. The ones you did not have that have actually both played since Berkman are Rafael Furcal.
Really?
And David Freese.
Yeah, David Freese. He was in Kansas City.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
You got all 10, so you're all good.
Yep. Okay.
So, all right. So, sorry. You get a bell when you get all 10.
Oh, yay. All 10. Very excited.
All right. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 Cardinals to receive MVP votes. This can be as far down on the ballot as possible, or it can be top ballot. Anyone to receive a single vote as listed by Baseball Reference and listing all of their voting, anyone to have received just one single vote. 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
Even if it's a 15 spot.
Yeah, no.
One single
there's
vote.
Not a 15 spot on the ballot, but yeah.
Okay, Mr. Vice President of the BBWA. All right, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Adam Wainwright.
Yes.
Yadier Molina.
Yes.
Matt Holliday.
Yes.
Did Trevor Rosenthal?
No.
Okay. Lance Berkman?
Yes.
Matt Carpenter?
Yes.
Albert Pujols?
Yes.
Chris Carpenter?
Yes.
Let me think here.
You have 7.
I have 7. Jim Edmonds?
No.
No, too far back. Okay. I said Lance Berkman. Alan Craig?
Yes. You have 8.
What's that?
You have 8.
Alan Craig. Then you have did Rafael Furcal?
No.
Did David? No, David Eckstein is too far back.
Nope.
David Freese?
No. You have 10 seconds. None for Freese.
Carlos Beltran?
You have 9. That's correct. Yes, one more.
And I'm not going to get it.
It's actually someone from last year, Johnny Peralta.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
Peralta.
That's great.
All right, so now I'm going to tally up all your scores because you have one more to go. Let's see, 10, 19, okay, 16, 26, 35, plus. Wow, you've done awesome, man. Okay, 120, 157 and a half. Wow. Okay, you're at 157 and a half. This puts you 5th all time. You need 4 to pass Jeff Passan.
Okay.
4 and to tie Matt Norlander. And you need 5 to finish 3rd all time and to get. And if you get all 10, you will, in fact, pass Chuck Culpepper for second place all time. If you get all 10.
I got to get all 10.
If you get all 10. all right, now.
No pressure.
No pressure. There's actually 11 people on this list, by the way, because sometimes, you know, if it's a distance list, the two will tie.
I understand.
So there's 11. Give me the last 10 Cardinals to receive Cy Young votes. Now, as you know, Vice President of the BBWAA, the Cy Young ballot is shorter than the than the MVP ballot. So you can draw from infer from that what you will. But there are 11 on here because two tied at the beginning. But
and you're not going to give me a hint as to how far back it goes.
I cannot give you that hint, though perhaps through saying some names, you will come across that. But I can tell you that the reason that there are 11 is because there are two pitchers that received votes for the most recent time in the same year.
Right. Okay. Right.
Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Adam Wainwright.
Yes.
Chris Carpenter.
Yes.
Matt Morris.
Yes.
Let's see. How far back do we want to go here? Lance Lynn never did.
No.
Though he led. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Bob Gibson?
No.
Okay, so not that far back.
Not that far back.
Joaquin Andujar?
Yes.
Okay, so that far back. John Tudor?
Yes.
Bruce Sutter?
No.
Okay. Jason Isringhausen never did.
No.
I'm trying to go through. Woody Williams never did. Boy, that's a doozy. This is a really good one.
10 seconds.
Let's see. Boy, Bob Gibson wasn't on there. Joaquin Andujar was.
And?
Denny.
Time. Okay. Time. You have five. So they give
Danny
you...
Cox was what I was going to say.
Danny Cox is not on here.
Okay.
Though I feel like he should have been. I think that's since. Though I think Andujar and Tudor was like 85. So I think Cox would have gotten like 84. So 162 and a half is your score. Here's the ones you didn't get. You didn't get Andy Bennis.
Okay.
Daryl Kyle.
Oh, I should have. I knew that one. Darn it.
Okay. Kyle Loesch.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was surprising too.
That's good.
Joe McGrane.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Kind of amazingly, a guy who finished second two consecutive years as a Cardinal, which stunned me to look through this.
All right, don't rub it in.
No, I'm saying Lee Smith.
Really?
Right. He finished second two consecutive years as a Cardinal. I was flabbergasted.
So those are the last 2 years that they had back-to-back 40 save seasons from a closer.
Yeah, it was.
Which is what Rosenthal's trying to do this year.
It's no wonder that Lee Smith still has holdout Hall of Fame voters when you realize how that's. I was just like, I loved him as a Cardinal. He was the only good thing on those teams.
Yeah, boy, I really whiffed on that.
The only one the other one you didn't miss was Bob Tewksbury.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Bob Tewksbury. So you end up with 162.5, which puts you third all time. Incredibly well done, Mr. Gould. And as you might suspect, I enjoyed that immensely. So thank you for playing. Yeah. We've been talking for a long time now. So thank you so much for playing around with me, Derek. I've had a great time. I'm so elated to go through this season with you as always. And I will get serious with you for one last time. In all honesty, I know the amount of work you put in, the life you do on this is incredibly hard. Just know how appreciated everybody is of the work you're doing. You're doing incredible work. So thank you.
Well, thanks. I'm thrilled that I don't know how I did that with. I like the challenge, so I'm glad I came through.
Yeah, my favorite was when Culpepper basically aced it. I asked him, I'm like, "Wow, man, how'd you?" Because his was harder, because yours was at least his not necessarily harder, but yours was focused on one specific topic in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Whereas he, because he covers so many things, and I'm like, "Well, how did you do that?" He's like, "Oh, I play a lot of Sporkle."
Oh, you know what? That's Tyler Kepner turned me on to that.
It's a fun waiting for your flight to take off game.
Yeah. Now, see, if you had hit me with comic books.
Oh, yeah, please. I thought about getting a comic book in there, but I thought I don't really know them well enough to pick a category without sounding stupid. So, but anyway, all right. So, Dan,
but I just like the fact you can let Passan know that I was the, Amsterdam Admirals ahead of him.
That's exactly right. That's the one that saved the whole thing.
There you go.
All right, Derek. Thank you very much. Go get some rest. I'll see you. I'm sure I'll see you when I'm in New York or when I'm perhaps in St. Louis yet.
Sounds good.
Seriously, thanks a lot for everything. This has been a lot of fun.
Yep. Thanks, Will.
All right. Thank you, Derek Gould. Please follow him on Twitter at dgould, D-G-O-O-L-D. This is Will Experience Podcast. Meetings by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back next week. Take care.